Kao što ste imali priliku da čujete u prethodnim programima, Melbourne će 25. februara ugostiti slavenski festival Maslenica, koji se održava od jutarnjih časova pa sve do 8 časova uveče u Royal Exhibition Building. Danas razgovaramo sa Danielom Kislijakovim, projekt menadžerom festivala, koga pitamo koliko slavenskih kultura će biti predstavljeno na festivalu.
When you have about 6 or 7 cultures represented, and I would say maybe a quarter of the festival is Serbian, that's a very good result. We have more food stalls, more performers, more exhibition space holders than in 2015. So we're very pleased, and all that's left to go is basically just come and enjoy the day. So we encourage all the Serbian community to come out. There'll be a spit roast. There will be lots of ćevapi. There'll be Serbian bread. And there will also be lots of performance groups. And I think we'll all enjoy it very much. I think from memory, at least 5 or 6 Serbian performance groups are coming, which is a fantastic participation rate.
Pitali smo Daniela da li je još nešto preostalo da se uradi.
We have finalized everything, but if somebody has any inquiries, we still welcome inquiries, because occasionally there's a spot that we might be able to fill if we could just juggle some of the arrangements, because the building are very flexible, they're very good with us, so we just want to make the most of the situation, and we're looking to fill all those spots, basically.
It's not
too
late.
No, not too late. Just okay. Inquiries are welcome, yeah. Okay. Actually, one thing we do like is we will have an exhibition of old Russian cars for the first time ever. If somebody knows of somebody who has a museum condition car from Yugoslavia or from Russia or any other part of Eastern Europe, just get in touch with us, because we might be able to fit them in and they can show their cars to all of Melbourne.
Oh, that's good to know. And about program, what time is program going to start?
The Serbian group's taking part throughout the entire day. So there's like 3 intervals during the day. Basically, all the performance groups are starting from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. The official opening of the festival is at 12, and all the folk performances begin after 12,
okay.
After 1. Mm-hmm. After the opening.
How many groups will take part of the festival?
Yeah, 25, I expect.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's a broad spectrum of Slavic groups. We've got a Macedonian group coming from Canberra, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. And the rest mostly are just all the groups that practice week in, week out, different parts of Melbourne. And they're all doing a lot of exciting performances, I think. And we're very impressed. I mean, these are volunteer groups. These aren't paid groups. They're not professional groups. And for what they are, their standard is usually excellent. So it's very good to come out and have a look.
Festival Maslenice is meant to be a place for families.
There will also be a children's village opening from midday till 6 p.m. at the Rathdown Street end of the Royal Exhibition Building. We will have husky rides. Siberian husky rides at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll also be sort of like a jumping castle type arrangement, bouncing boxing. There'll be a children's activities tent. There will be other Russian dogs and things like that. So very good for families as well. This will be our largest festival ever, and the greater Serbian participation, the better. And of course, there's also the beer garden. So we'll be serving Serbian beer in the beer garden as well. We can show that to all of Melbourne, what the Serbian beer is, and we're very excited about that.
Okay, thank you,
and
all the best. Thank you.
Bye.